Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Please, who is this?
This is Crow calling from customer service. How may I help you today?
This isn't the number that I had tried earlier. You have me written down as having a purchase from you. What company is this?
Man, we're a third-party customer service company that services several different companies.
Okay, well, I didn't approve for any free trial offer, and I want to cancel it.
All right, no problem. Can we start by getting your zip code?
68504.
68504. Thank you for that. And can I get your first and last name?
Susan Coleman, C-O-L-E-M-A-N.
All right, give me 1 second, Ms. Coleman. All right, Ms. Coleman, sorry for the wait. Can you verify your address for me?
5059 star, STARR, Lincoln, Nebraska, 68504.
All right. Well, I have an account pulled up on your name, but bear with me for a couple of more minutes because our system is loading very slow today.
Okay.
I'm still here, ma'am. Just give me a few more seconds. All right, ma'am. So your account's been pulled up. You said you didn't approve of the $7.95 charge that was made on the 4th of December?
Well, that's interesting because they charged me $67.95.
Yes, ma'am. They charged you $67.32 the 9th of December because of the $7.95 charge. With that $7.95 charge, hold on 1 second. Let me see what this is. Oh, yeah. It's a cookware set. Okay. So on the 4th of December, do you recall paying $7.95 for a cookware set?
No, I don't.
You don't?
Nope.
All right. Well, if you don't recall paying $7.95 for the sweepstakes and win the cookware set, then I'll have to transfer you over to the fraud department.
Yep, you do.
All right. Well, bear with me for a couple more minutes while I get you transferred.
Quick question.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there small print? My bank says there's small print that says I have 10 days to cancel this, and I am within that window.
10 days to cancel the trial?
Yeah.
The trial was, hold on 1 second. Now, I can't necessarily see how long the trial lasted, but usually the trial lasts within like 5 to 7 days. It's not necessarily 10. So I believe this trial might have been 5 days long, because after since it was ordered on the 4th, you were charged on the 9th for 6732.
So don't I have time from that date to dispute that charge on my account?
Are you talking about the 6732? Because yeah, the trial already ended.
Oh, you guys are good.
Yeah, the trial started on the 4th and ended on the 9th. But I can cancel. I will cancel it for you.
Please. So then I'm refunded that 6732, right?
Well, ma'am, since it is a valid charge, I can only give you a 35% refund in the 6732.
Oh, my God. And your fraud department's going to tell me the same thing, I suppose.
Well, if you never did enter the sweepstakes for the cookware set, I can go ahead and just cancel everything and transfer you over to the fraud department, and they'll discuss everything with you. But if they find out that it isn't fraud, they will tell you the exact same thing. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I don't have my same card anymore. I had to call my bank and cancel it. So put me through.
Yes, ma'am. Just give me a couple of minutes. All right, ma'am, give me 1 second. I'm still trying to handle everything for you. All right, ma'am, I'm about to transfer you over to the fraud department.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great day.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.